Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello, everyone. It's Red News Podcast 105, and I'm just going to laugh about that. We're doing it not the day after, because I wanted to do it in the immediacy, and that was just dreadful. And I'm joined by Coggy, Shane, and Nick and Nathan, who will be in the garden. They've actually, because we can start seeing people, we can actually start meeting people. So I would say, I was going to start this off by saying that we've had good mates of mine saying, God, you lot have been miserable recently. So I was going to reset the tone tonight, that hang on, this is all going to be happiness. And then you see a performance like that and you just think, God. So what I will say, obviously, I was gutted last time. And the FA Cup, we've had a two-week break. And naturally enough, as it always goes, after about 4 days I was missing United, it really bothered me, the FA Cup. It's still bothering me. I just think it's ridiculous. And it makes me more perplexed. But Fernandes was suspended for one of the Portugal games. It just makes no sense. And I'm sure Nathan will come on and give his point of view. We should be totally honest how we feel. I so want Ollie to succeed, but I sometimes feel, not us as podcast, but as United fans, we're sort of making excuses at the moment. And we've got to be honest, we're just not playing well. We have not played well very often for a long time. Now, the excuses will be, we've got loads of games, there's no pre-season, the players are knackered. But you still think, like, a game like today, yes, Brighton had a game plan, you know, and you think we played all right for the first 2 minutes, but we're finding excuses. And the same things, the substitutions were late. It came off tonight. We got lucky. Perseverance. But we could run through this without going into the miserable mode of going, I counted five Fred give the balls away on the commentary tonight. So that is that good? Is that par? Is that below par? So you just think, I just don't know. I really don't. For 75 minutes, I thought tonight we've got no fucking chance of the Europa. And then you're just going to meander. And like they ended the commentary. I wasn't on BT Sport. So they ended it going, Manchester United cement their position in the top four. And I just thought, that sort of sums it up a little bit. You know what? Look, we go round and round this. Top four, yeah, second, progress. But you've got to be honest, it's just not enjoyable. And I want to see Manchester United play enjoyable football. So, right, I've got a few things. We had a few comments last time coming in, steaming in. So Stephen said we needed to make the point, why did Ollie put Europa ahead of the FA Cup? He says, you've got to remember, if you win the Europa, you get higher placed in the Champions League. So that will be playing on Ollie's mind, considering how we did in this group. Second thing, John went, fuck it, if we're not in the FA Cup, he spends cup final watching old cup final days, which I thought was quite a novel good excuse. PB, my good mate, said, we've got to say, and Coggy held his hands up, that Coggy's got to stop saying, it is what it is, we are where we are. And I thought that today, we've got to stop saying we are where we are. How long do we accept being where we are? And one of my good mates, Maz, who I love, said, stop being so fucking miserable. So I'm going to up the tone by going to Coggy first. That was fucking dreadful, Coggy.
Can I just, before I say anything, the little Cub Scouts, Nathan and Nick, are out there. Lads, have you got a fire there? Have you got an adult with you? Because I'm a bit concerned.
What I love about them is they're so decent and honest. I actually thought I was going to have to put a Porky Pie in, going, Nick and Nathan have been in the garden and they're going to be filming in a room. And I was going to say, we can't break. And you are actually doing Boris Proud.
I'm just worried there's no adult there with them.
Can you imagine? No, fucking no, fuck. Right, come on, Coggy. It is where it is, and we are where we are.
That's a good saying. I might use that myself in the future.
It's a social distance fair in the garden watching United. What more can you want with a little candle?
The most exciting thing I found out tonight was that my friends, sisters, Amy and Emma, are related to Peter Sutcliffe. They told me that just at half time. So that's the most exciting thing of the whole night. Look, we were shit tonight, but we're not good enough. We all know that. We've got too many players in that team that just quite frankly aren't good enough. You know, we've got to buy better in the summer. But played well since Christmas. The FA Cup, I understand what you're saying, Barney, about the FA Cup. I was pissed off with that big time, but now we can do about it, so that's history now. But we're just not good enough.
No, I'm not.
You know, but
Cook, I get that. And this isn't a sudden diatribe turn, in my opinion, on Ollie, but I just think you can play better than that. I mean, what is the point of having Pogba that deep and we give Fred then the ball more often than Pogba when he's playing somebody that deep?
Somebody sent me a text at half-time saying, it's another team that look more organised than, than United do. And we see that time and time again. So I honestly don't know what they do on the training ground because we look as if we're playing off the cuff all the time, particularly up front. But again, it's another example where, you know, a team look far more organised and a better unit than we do.
Well, you would say that, and this made me laugh, that Brighton will be gutted because we've won both games. Yeah, I know they didn't have many chances in the second half, but they've actually performed to a game plan better over those two games, and we've fucking absolutely kicked them in the bollocks twice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it on Beat It, but they showed Donny and Scott talking with about 15 minutes to go, and it made me laugh because I was thinking they were probably both whispering both to each other at the same time, how the fuck are you not getting on to this pitch? But it's just like, and Nathan and Mark were having a rout in the infamous Sellers group with Nathan, and I agree with Nathan at this point, we play worse more often now, but you could say over the whole season, we play worse on more occasions than we play better. And that is a deep, deep worry. And I'm not trying to, you know, we've won, fucking hell. But I just, right, so I will say a couple of things. I couldn't handle another podcast being sober while Nick's levered 8 cans of Stella. So I'm on my third Guinness. Cheers, lads. I think Shane's on Jim. Fair play, you're actually still out in the garden after being on it all night in the fire watching us. Right, so I'm going to go to the drunkards last, and I'm going to go to Shane for a bit of respectability.
If you want to compare this to that Barcelona away, we are not drunk. I've still never listened back to that pod, and I never want to listen back to that pod.
Right, Shane, am I being too miserable again?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've been a bit empty about it all. I must admit tonight, like, I didn't really watch the international football at all, other than the last few minutes of the England Poland game. I had to switch on, but so I felt the gap of football, and now it's come back. Like it was a blessing through the winter months, something to look forward to. But I must admit, it feels a bit empty, and I've got to the stage now where I've kind of had enough of watching on TV. If I'm honest, that's a personal thing, you know, just missing going and missing mates and that. But yeah, I would say, like, I moaned about TV last time, about the sort of dross that we have to endure during lockdown on TV this morning and fucking descaling and all that kind of stuff. But I watched, like, I'd say tonight's football was a marginally better experience than watching Saturday Night Takeaway that I had to endure last night. That contrived Geordie fun is absolute bollocks. And this was kind of marginally better watching it. And I think you've been a bit harsh on Fred, Barney, because I think, like, everyone was giving the ball away. Bruno does my head in the sense that I can't fathom that for a player so good, he gives the ball away constantly, but then has that extra bit of class to be able to pull a result out of the bag. But yeah, I felt a bit empty watching it, honestly, but obviously, Bees, we've won. Bruno made a difference again. I just started to make some notes, but I stopped at the point when I sort of, in the first 10 minutes, said Pogba makes all the difference with his positivity, and then he fucking gave the ball away and he scored.
Yeah, as soon as I see him, my heart sinks. And I think this is what baffles me about VAR. Maguire had his arm on Welbeck. I know it was Welbeck, so he would as likely miss it and him not get into it. But I thought, hang on, I've definitely seen about 3 or 4 given, like, where there's minimal contact. So if he'd gone down like Salah, you'd have fucking, not that. But I will, but Shane, the itch of the FA Cup, I get it. Like, here's a quandary, because here's a good lad who goes, and he said to me, I'm not watching tonight, because the weather came out. He said, I'm going to sit in the garden till the last bit of sun, and I have cans, I'm going to listen to good music and cook something, and I'm going to watch the goals. And if we've won, I'm happy. And if we've lost, I've not gone through that dross. And there's a lad who goes, and I thought, at first I was like, what are you talking about? And then you think, almost, it's all detached anyway, so you may as well just, I don't
know. I've kind of found myself, even though obviously when we go, you work your life and, you know, family make a few sacrifices, really. You know, we organise things around United games. And I found myself doing that even in lockdown. You know what I mean? We're having dinner at a certain time or we can't do this. And I sometimes question myself. And I, like that, whoever that lad is, I kind of can sympathise with that, really, because you think, actually, is it worth it? You know, you can, if you enjoy yourself, a few cans outside.
Finally see people, you know, like fucking hell. I haven't seen anyone in 6 months apart from the people, like, you know, family. It's like... Look at Nick and Nathan. They couldn't have given a shit if we'd lost 5-1 tonight. They're as happy as pig shit.
I'm no tactical football genius, but it is getting a bit predictable now. And it, you know, we've started brightly again, but done nothing with the ball. They scored with their first bit of possession near our end, and then of course a team like Brighton or any team coming to Old Trafford will then be compact behind the ball, makes it difficult, and it gets a bit predictable. Really, we're just a bit impotent up front, and it's just. Yeah, but then we go and create goals like we did with the equaliser, which baffles me. Why didn't we do that earlier in the game? And it's hard to get your head around at times.
I mean, we love Bruno, and demanding like that is what brings a team to another level, but it would piss you off on the pitch if you're constantly being moaned at by Bruno. It's sometimes when he's making a mistake. Right, we're going to go. I will say...
The one more thing I will say is, the frustration for me is we score a decent goal like that, but the rest of the game just felt like it was a bit of hit and hope. You know, we get the ball, we just hit it as hard as you can in the area, or Rashford just gets his head down and just tries to create something by running at them. But
Wembisaka wellies it into a defender's shins a la Valencia.
Yeah, do you know what we missed tonight? I think we missed Martial.
Don't get Nick and Nathan started on that. Jesus Christ.
It looked like he's dressed in for the North Pole, let alone.
But what, imagine the same gear for Kazakhstan away.
Right, we're gonna go to the piss head firm.
Been out here in Charlton this evening.
Two things I would say. I think it's very apt on the weekend of our Lord Saviour that I was saying, Jesus fucking Christ, enough times during that game. Second thing, Shane mentioned daytime TV. We've got into, because Albert's watching it and trying to answer questions, The Wall with Danny Dyer on a Saturday night. God help me, but I've watched it 3 weeks running and I'm still none the fucking wiser of what the rules are. But that is the limit. So now, how dare I attack watching United when I'm low to that? Right, so the outdoor gang, fair fucking play, because Nick's got to run for a tram, his last tram after this. I'm so proud of you two. Now, how drunk are you? It's 12 minutes in.
I'm not the barbecue over at half time. Other than that, I mean, I'm all right. The summer of the last week has been a bit of a weird one, hasn't it? Really, I look at we ended up having international break and we played San Marino, and I watched the start of the San Marino game, and it was just fucking reminding me how much I missed Man United. I was like, oh, I need 2 weeks away from United. I need 2 weeks away from Man United. And then you hear the commentary on ITV and it's like, and San Marino, I've got the corner. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. No, I'll turn it off. And then I flicked on England v Albania and I thought, oh, Jesus Christ. And then Lewandowski will play for Poland and I thought, why am I wasting my time watching this shite? And then to get to this evening for Nathan to text me and go, do you fancy me putting a fire pit on and putting my TV outside? Boris says it's allowed. United outside against Brighton. I thought, well, that sounds fucking fantastic. I'm not in work the next day. Let's go for it. And we've had a blast, haven't we? Mm-hmm. The first half was obviously absolutely horrific. One of the worst 45 minutes of football I think I've ever seen in my entire life. And I've seen some absolute dross of football ever.
This season, Nick. This season we've seen dross. That's what I mean.
But, you know, the thing is, it showed the league table straight after the final whistle, like it always does. And I looked at it and I thought, you know, City have lost 3 games this year, we've lost 4 games, it's a particularly poor Premier League. And we're kind of standing out in a very poor Premier League season, aren't we, so far, where, you know, you look at us and the team's in second place, and you think, you know, if we can turn these draws into wins, if we had the element of quality. I look at people like Cavani tonight, who was just basically non-existent. We were playing basically with 10 men. He looked completely lost, like, you don't want to be here.
Yeah, I thought that.
I think it'd be a particular loss if we lose him in the summer, when we lose him in the summer.
And I think if we can have that little bit of quality in there, we can turn these draws into wins. And we keep moaning saying we're not that far away. And tonight was a boring performance. It was dire. It was plain. Me and Nathan have sat there and we've moaned about it for a good 60, 70 minutes. But as soon as you get a goal, it changes absolutely everything. And you think, do you know what? We beat Brighton. We didn't dominate them. We were poor in the first half. But that second half performance, Brighton didn't have a shot. You know, we dominated in the second half. Whatever was said at half time from Ole clearly worked. Nathan's going to come on here and completely disagree with me. I know he will do because he's sat here, he's scouring at the camera.
But there's Nick.
The second half.
Nick, there's sometimes at night I think you'd be telling us that there's no American troops in Baghdad. You know what I mean? Like you could fucking sell us.
I believed it when he told me they'd left.
With Ollie, you'd be going, there are no troops at the door, Ollie. We're all alright. We're gonna win it all with you. Right, but how many cans?
What really annoyed me though was that and I said to Nathan, at half time no one was warming up and then suddenly after 47 Dan James and McTominay warming up. And I said to Nathan, and I said, you know, well, why were they not warming up at half time? What's changed in between 45 and minute 47 that you've now got to throw them on and then nothing happened at all? And it's like, well, if you're that set on a change, what are you going to see in the first 2 minutes of the half where you think, right, this is it, we're going to throw them on? And then nothing happened. And it massively pissed me off that. But fair play, you know, Rashford scored. Nice bit of play from Bruno to play him in. Good finish. Bruno again for the second goal. He showed up when it mattered really tonight. People fuck him off, but you know he showed up when it mattered for both goals. And I think a bit of a shout out because I thought Harry Maguire was outstanding this evening. You know, I thought he dominated. He started attacks with his headers. Barney's making a little smirk to disagree with me, but I thought Maguire was great. I really did. Lindelof was terrible for that first goal. That jump was one of the worst jumps I've ever seen. A house of pain would be terrified, wouldn't it, if it was jump around it. And Lindelof just showed up just going a little bit like this. It was fucking awful. But Maguire, I thought, was very good this evening. And I think without him at the back, we would be massively lost. And we definitely need another centre-half. And I can't wait for Nathan to come on here.
Right. Well, but last question. Nick,
how
was
nice is it to watch football with your friends?
Yeah, but we're not, so that's why I'm miserable. Me, Coggy and Shane haven't. So this is why you two look so happy. Well, not Nathan now I've brought you on, but we Coggy, me and Shane, that's why we're acting still miserable, because we haven't had the interaction yet. And there's the other thing that does baffle me, the rule of six, and I've seen the photos of mates really happy, they're going in gardens. Where do you go piss or a poo? Do you go into the toilet? So that breaks.
I do have a toilet in my house.
Yeah, but that breaks the whole thing. What are you supposed to do? Hold your mouth and cover it up? Because you're still breathing in the house.
You forget, I brought my official Man United snood with me, so I've got my own mask. But I can go straight in the house.
See, that's, membership. See, this is where Boris, you haven't thought this out. People still have to go to the pisser, don't they?
True.
Right, Nathan, come on.
This afternoon, we met up in Didsbury and then walked along the river and Ben came and met us. Ben from the Mag, who is on air all the time.
Yeah.
So we came and met him for a bit and then that was nice.
Right, so Nathan, come on.
In terms of the game.
Cut to the chase.
It was just, like you said before, like I said there was a dinner in the group. I'd love to know how many times that he says that the game is shit compared to the number of times that he says that it's actually good.
Mm.
Because, like you say, like, tonight we won. We won. But it's shit every time. It is, though, isn't it? Like, no. But, like, 9 times out of 10, the game is terrible. And what?
I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to think. Am I trying to disagree with you? And then thinking back, we won 9-0, but was that 2 months ago? Was that 3 months ago? This is where they're lost in a haze. We have actually won a game of football. I don't disagree with you in the recent past, Nathan. I think we've been terrible for 2 or 3 months now. Or not very good. Not terrible. We're second. Just not very good.
No, I know. And that's brilliant.
But that's my saying. I said to Nick in a conversation when I was saying what time you got to rush for your tram that I went, The 2 weeks, because I didn't watch, I watched about 10 minutes, but I was bored of it. So I didn't watch any of the nonsense. But I thought, if anything, this has solidified my view that, come on, Ollie, you know, fucking prove me wrong with the FA Cup thing that's bugged me. Come on, I was so want him. But then I watch the game and I just think, you know what? The things we keep saying never, ever change. Substitutions, management,
that
change the tactics.
Go, like, I know that in the grand scheme of things, the Europa means more than winning the FA Cup, but even we're saying about the fact that there's allowed to be fans at the semis, I know that they have to be local fans
gutting.
Or whatever, but that matters more than the Europa to me.
Yeah, but now I have fundamental, you know, like, I'm not 100%. Convinced, especially if Rashford's carrying a knock and his people saying he's had it for two years, you fucking hell, get him sorted. That can we do the Europa? You know, like, and then it becomes another. And I know everyone will go second. I will say, when Nick was speaking, I was going to say this because a mate told me that some twat at work, a big manager, once said to them, and I was going to try and put it in without laughing, and they went, "Good idea that. Park it, but let's keep the engine running." If ever you've heard management bollocks, but I was going to put it in for Nick and I couldn't have. Right, so come on, Coggy. You're the voice of sanity here.
Do you know on Sky News this morning, they were doing a review of the games from yesterday and it said that following Manchester City's win yesterday, Liverpool officially can't win the league. which I thought was hilarious, to be honest.
But do you know I get so angsty, Coggy. I get so angsty that you know, good that they're not going to retain it, and that's a one season wonder, hopefully. But we're no longer in the conversation. We're just like an afterthought to it. You know, it's just not good enough, mate. And we know it goes to the top.
And the fact that we're second, like we're saying about being second, but we're not in the conversation about being first, are we?
We had 2 weeks, didn't we? We joked about it for 2 weeks in January. They'll never take that away from us. Now, come on, Colby. Sorry, I interrupted.
At the same time, it is a massive step up for Ole, though. You know, as we keep talking about this side growing, you know, when you move up from fourth, and then you move up to third, and then you move up to second, this is a big step forward. This wasn't a great performance, and I'm not saying that it was, but, you know, we still find a way to dig out these victories. And, you know, if City had dug out that victory from 2-1 down today, everyone would have gone, oh, fucking hell, this is the making of champions and this, that and the other. This is the greatest side in the fucking Premier League like they did for the Scousers last year and all that bollocks. But, yeah, but, you know, you come from behind 2-1 and go, well, this was a mediocre performance for a PE teacher. And it fucks me off. And it's like, no bollocks. The second half today was fucking great. Brighton didn't have a shot. We had three shots. We didn't even have three shots in the first half. We finished the game with like 30. We had 10 shots in the second half, which was far better. No, there was far more impetus. There was far more effort to go out there and win the game. You had a top finish from Rashford and you had a nice poacher's goal from Greenwood. So shut the fuck up. You think this was a shit performance?
All right, Nick. Whatever. Good point. Park it, but let's keep the engine running.
Nick, that's a nice badge you've got on your hat.
But Nick, all right, I get that. Growth. Growth. I'll go to you, Coggy. I've interrupted you twice. Sorry, but Nick, growth. Yeah, okay, accepted from last season. But do you really think, you know, like, there's a few points, like the Haaland thing. No chance we're going to get him. But I think that whole whoring him out now is unedifying. You know, like, he'll choose the team. He'll visit them all. And grown men, I've seen grown men tweet Ollie sexuals, which is just so fucking pathetic. I just think, ugh, give your fucking head a wobble. But Nick's unrelenting growth, you know, second. And I think, have we got lucky in a very peculiar, poor season? I just, I'm moaning again. Coggy, right, so come on. You
know, I think, I understand where Nick's coming from, but finishing second, and even if we go on to win the Europa League, it's only good if we invest properly in the summer, and that's my overall concern. I just can't see the club buying enough players or the right players for us to then make the next step up. Listen, we've won. You know, we're in second place. I'm looking forward now to the Europa League. You know, on yeah. Thursday nights, and we're playing Granada. I know nothing about them apart from the fact they make Coronation Street. So, you know, it's all new to me.
But I'd almost, Coggy, I'd almost now we're 11 points clear of fourth. And for me, second to third doesn't, you know, I know it will for Champions League and the money that, but I would now all out, where me and Nathan weren't like this a month ago, go all out for the Europa. So start resting players for the league games you can and fucking play your strongest team.
Yeah. Now.
And we haven't even mentioned Henderson. You know what I've said before, he should be playing fit, that I'd want him to play every game now to see, but this sudden ordination that, oh, you're the replacement, when we've only seen him play like 15 games and probably only two that have been big. Let's see if you've got the bollocks, because he makes some rickets. I think there's some elements of him in the air where, you know, everyone said, oh, Henderson, yeah, number one. Well, you've got to show that. You've got big question marks.
Would you flip it around and play De Gea?
I'd play Henderson every game. If they've made the decision and if De Gea's probably gone, you know, I am going back. Go with our good grace, but Ollie's got to show some balls. I'm playing Henderson until the last game of the season to see if he's got it, because these are huge decisions for United. You know, like that. But I
agree.
There's other things. Why isn't Daniel James playing now when he's in form? Why does he persist with Vic when he's so bad in the air? And I've come on, we fucking won, and I've had a drink. And when we scored the second, I actually, yes, you know, so. But maybe I'm just like Shane. Sorry, Shane. I'm just the falseness of it.
I think, like, I'm with Nick in a way, and I don't want to kind of like we're in that horrible quandary where, you know, there's a good chance that one of our two biggest rivals are going to win the European Cup, and one of them win the league. You know, that's done and dusted. So, of course, that shouldn't be happening. You know, Man United should be up there challenging that. But Ollie has put us on a better platform, and we are in a better position than when he took over. Okay, the football's not been great this last 2-3 months, however long. I agree with Nathan, it's not been brilliant, but we're still the second best team in the Premier League on results. So I think we're being a bit harsh on Ollie, to be honest with you. I think the question is whether we can kick on from this platform, whether he's the right person to take us to the next level. But as Coggy says, it needs investments. But I think, you know, the Europa League, we've got a good chance in. I'd be looking forward to it a lot more if we were fucking going. That's a bit gutter for me, because that'd be a great, great spot, wouldn't it, to go
Someone who's been a few times was messaging saying, what a great place. I said, I'm sorry, yeah. I've got to end this conversation now. Stop telling me how good it is.
It's the one where, you know, you accept, you know, it's all relative in the wider scheme, isn't it? People can't see their loved ones and that, but I am a bit, you know, all very gutted about that one. But then, yeah. Nathan mentioned Cavani, by the way. I saw a good thing on YouTube today. It's the most entertaining thing I've seen Cavani do for a while, and that was, he was pike catching.
I saw that before, actually.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. It is talks. But yeah,
I said it a while ago, is one dog away from being Alexis Sanchez, really.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say he's going to eat the dog.
We've got a reputation now. It started with swine, you know,
Don't get me started on Schweinsteiger's Instagram.
Schweinsteiger walked his dogs and fucking followed his girlfriend playing tennis. Then we had Sanchez thinking, that sounds a good fucking deal. I'll come and walk with Labradors across the rural Manchester. And now we've got Cavani thinking, I'll come and do a bit of pike fishing.
I did think. Sorry, Colin.
Yeah, but you know who started it? Roy Keane. He was the first one with the dog walking.
That is true.
I did
contribute something on the pitch rather than just...
With Nick saying about, I did think tonight, whether he's had the injury, but I thought Cavani didn't look. You know where he was chasing lost causes, those first few, the games where you thought his movement and all that, and I just thought, is he... I don't know, well, maybe I'm reading too much.
He kind of like made the challenge to force the...
Yeah, maybe what I need to do is get absolutely off my tits every game, because it's been...
I think you've been a bit...
Because I am being too analytical. I will say, right, so quick, this is the moment to get the mag. Right, so I forgot to say last time, the shirts, we've sold out a large, please, £4, clear space, small. If you're a small size or know a small size, I'll throw in three of them and they're really good. Small, medium, extra large, extra large. We're never doing shirts again because of just clearing space. We had some good designs, but we just can't do it anymore. The second thing, thanks every Patreon, I think we've got 8 now, supporting this podcast. The last thing, we're 2 weeks away from the sub campaign and it is huge. It's going to be 334 reds. It doesn't sound like much, but to us it means we survive a season. And why I'm saying this, you've all supported, a lot of you readers, in the last week. Like, we've been out 3 weeks, we've only had 2 mag orders, 1 sub, so we're in a tricky situation. So you're getting good mags, like the mag for May we're working on is already a good one. So please, it's 76p a week. I sound desperate, probably, because I am. If you, to get to 334 subscribers, we'll open it up in a couple of weeks on our 34th anniversary. It's a game changer. It keeps everything. We keep doing the podcast. But if we don't reach that, we can't keep going on. So, right. So to the pisshead corner, I didn't get a can count. Come on. This sounds like I should be an alcohol concern charity.
Well, bottles now.
Oh.
We kind of lost a bit of... The Stellars went a little bit
I'm going to get window, my Guinness. Go on, you lot.
We were down the Mersey Paradise earlier on, so we've moved to Corona since. But yeah, I guess we're on about 8 or 9.
Right, we should add an a proxy that this is not encouraging drinking at matches.
No, it is encouraging drinking. It's what makes all these Man United far better.
Nick, can I ask you honestly, Nick, are you utterly, utterly convinced that this is all going to work out?
Well, I'm more concerned. I think that Sancho's more of a possibility. I just think that we're that ounce of quality away. I still think we're a centre-half away. I think if Maguire gets a partner in there, I feel more comfortable. I see a little bit more quality going forward where we can play some more natural with. I said to Nathan during the game, I said, it's just, we've got so many footballers that are just so one-dimensional. You know, I look at people like Wan-Bissaka, who's great defending, but he can't go forward. We've got someone that's ready who can break up play, but he can't actually do anything with the football. You know, we've got Maguire who can defend, but he can't do anything else. We've got Rashford who he's just okay at little bits, but he can't cross the ball. We've got Greenwood that's okay at certain things, but he can't cross the ball. And it's like, we've not got this complete team. You know, we've got all these players that just do a little bit of something. We've got Cavani, can head a ball and that's about it. He can link up play, but you'd never see him turn a man and then play a wonderful pass into the box. We're just full of a squad full of limited footballers, but you know, we're still trending in the right direction.
Fist bumps.
But how about other than that? We're just signing away from a title. That's the thing, is that, you know, City have lost 3 games. We've lost 4.
You make it sound like this a Beautio basis.
The poor Premier League. And it is a poor Premier League. You know, can you make that next step forward? But that's the thing for me, is that we've been found out in Europe. The Leipzig game, the PSG game, ignore the Istanbul game. That was just a freak result, but the Leipzig game away, we really should have handled that a lot better, considering we play so well away from home. And the PSG game, okay, we were arguing before if you get outclassed or not, that's a different debate. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why we never progressed through in the Champions League. But I still think we're one or two elements of quality away. You could argue, yeah, that's the manager, but at the same time, I don't think that is always the manager. When you look at the first half and you see players giving the ball away, they make the wrong decisions and stuff.
You look at
the league form and you think that is exactly where you should be judged off. But at the moment, when we've lost 4 and we've drawn 6 more games than what City have, they are the small games that you need to work
at.
And he is working at that.
We are a lot more difficult to beat. I'm going to ask you a question though, Nick. What's our style of play?
Give the ball to Bruno and then we
in all honesty, because we're not a pressing side anymore, are we?
Nathan said the same point during the game to me, and he did make a good point when he said that. But the problem is with us is that we have no natural width. And I said to Nathan, I said, I'm a fan of 4-4-2, of having a Giggs and a Beckham, and you've got a left foot, right foot, where you can swing a ball in. and we don't have that, but we have the striker that would feed up that.
Yeah.
Like a not necessarily that he's a Van Nistelrooy, but he is a natural goal scorer in that regard, Cavani. He's been a proven goal scorer, and I don't think anyone can argue with that. However, we don't have that left foot, right foot that can give him the ball, and it's like we have all these bits and pieces together that are just sort of lumbered in there, and we cross our fingers and go, oh, let's see if that works.
I'd say for me...
Within 10 minutes of the game tonight, the commentary was saying again that this is a game that needs a moment of magic from the likes of Pogba and Bruno. And it's like, we should not be having to rely on that in a game that's against Brighton at home. Yeah. That should be a rudimental... Like, you know, no game should be guaranteed to win, but you shouldn't have to be...
But these are the games we've been
of magic
we've been struggling like for should 2 years.
We should have more options, because that's basically saying if one of those two don't show up, then we've got no chance.
I will say, I mean, for me, I'd go all out. Not for Sancho, I'd go for Grealish, because I think what he'd do for the side. But one thing, just to put my moans in perspective, I was reading this week during the international break. Manchester United football book number 6, David Meek, always quality for the history. 1971. You think we've always been a soap opera? What's going on? This book alone. It's obviously Wilf McGuinness has gone. He's been treated abysmally. The players fell out with him. We've got Dennis Law was unhappy, thought he'd leave. Paddy Craeran is saying he's unhappy, sees a team not happening. Nobby Styles is bowing out. We've got the problems with Best that Franco Farrell then had to deal with. And you think, so United being in turmoil is not a new experience. And the similarities that we've kept saying post Busby happening now, where I try and so I'm going to come out in defence of Coggies, we are where we are because there's no other thing we can say. This is exactly what we are. It's like, you know, like I wish we could have a fucking magic wand. Like when we beat Southampton, you think, I can't even, that's how bonkers this behind, I cannot even remember when it was. But I was so happy that night because I thought, go on, Coggy. Sorry, I'm waffling.
Yeah, I think it was the end of January or something like that. To be honest, I was feeling quite positive until Nick, who's usually the most positive one amongst us, just told me every player we've got is one dimensional.
Well, no, apart from quality.
If you feel like that, but
for a minute, I thought he'd plugged into Nathan and it was Nathan speaking to him, Nick.
According to Nick, we're really good. Nick says we're brilliant, apart from a defender, a midfielder, a wide player, a wide left player, a wide right player and a striker. So we're all right.
I do.
That's the point, is that all is right, but it's just we're just still lacking a few players, and I think that you still need to build to that whole set. Nathan's shaking his head aggressively at me. But I think if you still build towards what he thinks is Man United, I still think we're trending in the right direction, and the league table shows that. You can't do that overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't. And if anyone thinks it's overnight, it's because they played too much FIFA or they played too much Football Manager. It's not the way that it works. It does take a little bit of time. And
I'm getting
in the wrong direction, but we need those players.
Sorry, we keep interrupting Coggy, but I will say I'm now on my fourth can of Guinness and I'm starting to think, fucking come on, Kadansk. Well, this is why Nick's so positive every time.
I don't drink, and Nick's just forced me to have a couple of whiskey.
That's the way, Coggy. But Nick's got a point. Like, at the end of the day, all you can ask of a manager is to get the most out of the resources they've got, and coming second in the league, in my opinion, is the best that you can get out of this United side. That's where we can.
Yeah.
So it's not accepting that that's good enough for United, but it's where this current squad is. So I think people can bash Ole for the FA Cup, fair enough, but at the end of the day, if this team finishes second in the league, he's got the best that he can out of that squad.
And I don't think, Shane, I don't think anyone's disagreeing you, but where I've had the fear from the FA Cup and sort of the fear from the FA Cup last season is that we're in November time and we're just doing what this United does under any manager. We've lost a couple. We're already sort of going, well, the title race is over for another year. we haven't been back to, you know, and I've mentioned that. So it's almost like it's pointless having this. You know, we may as well just focus on, have we won today? Yes, we're happy. Because if you start looking at the bigger picture, it worries me that I cannot see, knowing that City will bollocks Pep talk, you know, Pep talk, Pep bollocks, they're going to get Haaland or they're going to get Kane. They're going to do what we should be doing in the transfer market, what their sports washing does that our owners don't, and we'll be here again. And that upsets me. It just upsets me, Shane. Four points or not, you know.
In 8 days' time, we can get a haircut. That might not be...
All right, take the piss. Fucking rub it in.
But we could also sit outside a pub in 8 days'
time.
We can sit outside a pub and
have a pint. Yeah, I need a pub. I need to meet people to stop being miserable. I'm not a miserable person. None of you would say that. But I fucking feel...
Barney, you're right in what you say about the investment from, you know, what the Glazers were. And that's why we've got to buy the right players. I agree with Nick. We have got to get better quality for the right-hand side. And I also agree with you that we should go for Grealish. But if we go for Grealish, then what we're going to do with Rashford, because I think, you know, Grealish will play in that sort of position, but he's, you know, I think he's absolutely superb player. But we are three or four players short. You know, I don't rate Wan-Bissaka personally. You know, I think he's very poor going forward, and I think he gets caught out of position too much defensively. I think it was interesting what Nick said about Lindelof and the goal, because during the game I had one person's, well, I thought it was Pogba's fault for the poor pass. Another person said it was Shaw's fault for not closing down. Another one for Wan-Bissaka, and then Lindelof. Four different people.
I'm going Lindelof. I thought he was fucking ridiculous for his jump. I mean, that's just absurd. But I will say, like, big positive. Shaw was outstanding again tonight, I thought. And I thought, he's doing stuff now. Like, he's doing pivots. He's crossing field to the right-hand side with the ball with confidence. Fair fucking play. The amount of stick we gave him. Nick, haven't you got a tram to get? Or don't you give a shit anymore?
Precisely 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Right, come on then. You go 2 minutes.
Nick, how long would it take you to jog home?
Is it uphill or is it not uphill? that's a big question, isn't it? I don't know, actually. I've never measured it for jogging, but...
come on, Nick.
Yeah, there was lots of people that were up thought for that first goal, don't get me wrong, but I think initially the last person that you see is Lindelof just doing this kind of limp jump at it, where you just think, fuck, man, like, what is that? It was just pathetic. And that really irritated me. It really, really did upset me. Grealish would be a good replacement for us. I thought Rashford was absolutely awful this evening. I know he scored a goal, but that's one of the worst performances I've seen from Rashford ever.
He's not fit, though, and he's not been fit for a long while.
I agree with Coggy. Wan-Bissaka, he's dreadful. He's also very, very limited going forward. It's almost like he should be converted to a centre-half if he could head a ball. That would be terrific for us, but, you know, because he can recognise defending, but there is no form of his game that should ever go forward. And Man United should be taking the game to people, and we do that down the left-hand side very well with Shaw, but we don't do that because we've got no right-back that can do that. So I'm almost feeling that we're getting to that point where we probably should sign someone in that position. But credit to Mason Greenwood this evening, because I thought he played quite well as well. And I thought he took his goal well, and he showed that poacher's instinct where, you know, he's kind of not really shown that a lot of the time. And we mentioned that, didn't we?
Yeah.
When he scored. It was a nice finish for him to read it. It came at him very, very quickly, and he took it well. And I still think it was a great result. Great second half performance. And there's going to be too many people in here that are going to be very negative about it. I don't understand why.
Because how many of you had to say that was a great second half fucking performance, Nick? Jesus.
Performance. We were 1-0 down. We have won 25. It showed up on the graphic before. We've won 25 points from being behind so far this season. The next team behind us is 9 points behind
us.
Yeah,
we've done it 8 times.
I've got credit to Ole from kicking a gear up their backside. They're not fucking know what is.
Right.
I think one game
we all need to wear Ollie goggles of Nick sometimes. Because I'm not digging you out, mate. I admire it. And I know there's a lot of people... I know there's a lot of people.
You're digging me out over there. You're miles away from me. You're digging me out. I heard this. Wait till we're at the next game. You're going to wrestle, you bald bastard. We're 1-0 down at our side, and the guy changed the game, turned it around, changed the tactics, spread the game going forward a lot quicker, the ball went forward quicker, and we came from behind and we won.
Did he change the tactics to win that game? We did change the tactics. I would argue about the changing tactics, but Nick, the neighbours are going to say, be quiet in a minute.
That's my point. And, you know, be nice to all
the ladies,
because you're horrible, you lot.
No, Nick.
I was sticking up for him, Jesus.
Well, I know you were, Shane, and Coggy was kind of sticking up for him, slightly, a little bit.
And what
just
did I...
Just because he agrees with my points about Marshall, but Barney's a horrible, miserable bastard about all.
No.
This guy to my left-hand side, he sat definitely 2 metres away from me. He's also a horrible, miserable bastard about my favourite Norwegian human being.
What did I say in the text message?
When you walk past it.
And he's got to go.
He's gone out. It looks very limp now.
Nick, Ollie should give you a fucking lift home, the amount of praise you've given him tonight. Right, Nick.
You have to run.
See you later, mate.
Be nice about my points. Be nice about all
that. And with that, he's gone dashing for the last tram home on a Sunday night. No, I sometimes...
Nathan can be himself now. Come on, Nathan.
Yeah, come on, Nathan. He'll have the Ollie out banner. I'm joking.
Other than signing 11 new players, what do you think's the final bit of the
jingle? I honestly think... we should all not just drink what Nick's drinking, because we are. We're being too negative, aren't we? We are.
Well, you're being too negative. We're second in the league, and it's the best we can be. With this
no, I get that. That's where, but Shane...
We don't want to say we are, but Ollie's taking us to a better place.
But it's not... It's just not... you know the 0-0 rant and the FA Cup rant? I just... Why am I sitting down on a Sunday to not watch enjoyable football? That's all my point. It's not... I want Ollie to succeed so bad, but I want to watch United play good football. And do you know what? I know Daniel James gets a lot of stick. But there's a bloke who runs at a player. And that's a United attitude. So I'd rather see Daniel James on the pitch running. If it doesn't come off 9 times out of 10, yeah, I'm sure I'll be slagging him.
If it doesn't work for him, he'll run back and try and get it back.
I don't get the Pogba deep if you've got Fred deep. I just find it pointless. Because we're Man United, and I get our limitations. I'm going to shut up.
I must admit, I don't want to. Like, I have defended Ollie, but I do find some of the, like, Fred. Ollie's obviously got a lot of faith in him, and Fred, within the limitations he's got, has done all right in the last season a bit defensively. But he gives the ball away constantly. I think when you bought a player, what was it, 50 million in Van der Beek? We've talked about it before. Why is Van der Beek not getting a run out in these league games? You know, against Brighton.
But he's got to. I need human contact. I'm going to see you, Shane, in a few weeks in a pub.
I'm quite excited about having a drink and just talking.
I need to stop. Obviously, it's all got to me, because if we were at a game now, we wouldn't even be talking about the game. I mean, we've just fucking talked more about game of football than we would have ever if we'd have been there. I don't know. Fucking! I'll tell you what, the happiest moment, I did Sky Sports News, I do podcast series, and they said, do you want to talk about Eric for 20 minutes? Fucking, do I? And I had more fun doing that last week, just eulogising about Eric Cantona. I thought, that, you know, I'm not, I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. Why am I so miserable when I talk about United at the moment?
I think you're not. Obviously, we've been blessed with lots and lots of great football and trophies and whatever. But the thing we're missing is going, isn't it? You know, we should be giddy now about this result would have been just like we ticked it off and we're all going. days and we'd be all giddy. And we're not doing that. We haven't got the beers, as you say, after the game.
You're eating licorice, aren't you, Shane? I've never seen you eat licorice, and that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned because I've had a knee injury, as I said. I've done no exercise, and I've got a work medical physical thing on Tuesday morning at 8:45. And I basically spent the weekend drinking gin and eating crisps and licorice. And I'm wondering, it'd be a good test of what that does to the system when they do the test.
Come on, Nathan, how good was human contact, if that doesn't sound too odd, to actually see people?
It's been nice. It's been nice. Like, just sat watching. Like you say, it was a shit game, but it was nice to be watching it with someone
Who
thought it was slightly less shit. No, but, you know,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's meant to be something that you're watching with other people.
Yeah.
That is what it is. Because none of us are players, so it's about...
Talk for yourself, Nathan.
With other people. Well, all right, okay. But, you know what I mean? That's what it is. That's what it's been since we've been born, we watch it with other people. So to watch it, particularly for me, myself, like, most of the time watching it on my own.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. It's like, you know...
Oh, here we go. Ollie Sexual's back.
have you reached the tram, Nick? No, not yet. I've got a jog on, though.
You're not moving very fast, are you, Nick? I've got a jog on. Come on, get those legs moving.
I was just conscious I was going to get abused, so I thought...
Oh, we've done that already.
Oh, right, okay.
Come on, Coggy. You're the voice of reason.
Well, I've had a good weekend. I've seen the grandkids for the first time since just before Christmas. So we did an Easter egg hunt. My grandkids are aged 3 and 2, and I put the Easter eggs just in such a position that they couldn't fucking reach them. And it's great to see them try and jump up, grabbing hold of these chocolate Easter eggs. It gave me 15 minutes of merriment.
I was so bored this morning that I actually done an Easter egg hunt, but my 17 and year old was
worse. I thought you were going to say you did it with yourself, Shane. You just threw them and you'd go on the hunt. Right, so come, no, seriously, Coggy, United, come on.
Look, we're second. And that's an improvement to where we were last season. I think football at times has been quite good and quite exciting. But at other times it's been boring and lethargic and predictable. And we just need... I do agree with Nick. I think we just need, you know, maybe two very key signings and it'll be a different thing altogether because we are too reliant on Bruno. I think when we'll lose a few people, I mean, Pogba going in the summer will mean that he's forced to put Van der Beek in a bit more often and maybe he's the answer. So
It's a huge summer, isn't it? Because play the fear back. Say we do, say, De Gea. Say we then do lose Pogba. Say that we do lose Cavani. None of these that you know, but it adds up. You've really got to sign well. And our history is so sporadic. It's fucking massive.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking about having somebody affected from the right, which I think is essential. We're talking probably of a better centre-back to partner Maguire. And like you say, we need a goal scorer as well. So, I mean, that's a lot of money to spend. And, you know, what are we going to do it? I don't know.
Well, if we got a 30 goal a season striker, not that, you know, Spurs have that, and look how fucking shite they can be. But if you have a 30 goal a season striker with Rashford, suddenly the whole dynamics changes. It goes back, we don't get enough men in the box at the right time. You know, what I love about Fernandes, he still tries his shots, you know, from outside the box. And even if it doesn't come off, still have a go. Right, so we've gone way over it. I thought this was going to be a short one. Right, final thought.
Just off at a tangent, I got a kind of like, the thing that gave me a little lift, and I was a bit surprised by it, was we got the sort of season ticket renewal notification. I guess in my head it made me think, oh, actually, we're going to be going next season. Do we really think there'll be substantial crowds coming?
I hope so, mate. My
contact at United is saying that the club are gearing up to full capacity next season.
It's got to be, hasn't it? If 30 million people have had the... There's half of me who doubts it and thinks we're going into lockdown in winter again, and there's half of me who's getting carried away. Ollie, Nick, surely. I mean, what, if we've all, you know, well, four of us or whatever have had the vaccine, if we've had it and we're going to get the second thing, then what is that all for if it isn't for getting all back?
I think that please gave me God. A bit of a mental lift, just the act of having the thing, and I'm actually going to renew my season ticket and we're going to be going again is... not something I've thought of for a long time, and it just, I think, to me, to be honest, it's not that I don't care about United on the pitch, but what I care about more now is, like, can we go again, and can we get back to sort of it was, and then we sort of worry about what's happening on the pitch.
Yeah, because it's just all the mental impact, seeing, you know, like, it felt, seeing everyone will be just going out.
The way United or, you know, particularly United, I guess, with the fan base you've got, is that there's lots of people that you're obviously lucky that through social media, you know, through this and through Zoom and whatever, we've been able to keep in touch with pals and whatever, but there's a lot of people you only see at the games, you don't keep contact with, you know, just say hello.
Or you
sit next to, you know, the people around me just in the ground. Just to nod to,
Surely.
And it's kind of like, that's the bit now that I'm thinking, yeah, that's the bit that's surreal. There's a lot of people that you know, but you only know through going to the games, and you don't know about
We've got to cling on to the hope.
Can I just say, if I was travelling on that tram that Nick's on at the moment, I'd be fucking worried. He looks like a mugger, doesn't he?
Thing is, he looks so aggressive because he wants to shout at us that if anyone gets on, they're going to think, what the fuck is this bloke shouting, Ollie, Ollie, Ollie?
I'm
going to
get from the next carriage.
But I will...
The most sinister thing in the black gloves, they look like skin-tight black gloves. They look a bit like something like a mime artist with a bit weird. They're not black. Are they Man United ones?
Can I ask you, Shane... Do you have a thing about mime artists as well as Panto? Shane, do you have a thing about Panto and mime artists? Is that like some really weird flashback?
Yeah, well, mime artists are just weird.
Right. Nick usually does this lecture, but I'm not going to end on a negative. We won tonight, and Nick always... But we're Manchester United. We're the greatest football club in the world. And what we all have as United fans is the greatest experiences and the greatest life. I don't trust and I don't like Ed Woodward, Dickie Arnold, the Glazers and what they do to this club. But at its core, so if we are an inch closer to getting back, then glory, glory, Man United. But who wants the last word?
So I was going to say, like, Nick, in fairness to Nick, we're giving him some stick, but Nick said on the last one, and it made me reflect a little bit, that, like, we're very blessed with Man United. They're just, like, Man United being crap is still better than anything else.
Yeah.
And so we're very blessed, and I think that's what I hold dear, and I think the fact that hopefully we'll be able to go soon and see each other and actually be in the ground, that's all I care about now, but, like, fuck the rest of it, because we are lucky that we support the greatest...
No. You are right. I was going to say, when I see you in the pub, I'm going to wear a fucking panto suit and a mime artist thing and go fucking full crazy.
I'm not going to say anything to agree with Nick, because the people can't see
it. He's just staring at us.
With a mask and his hat.
You know, like those Sky documentary things where they start off with, this is where he was filmed on a tram. He looked fucking sinister. What have you done to him, Nathan? Right. Who wants the very last word? It's not Nick, don't shout at us. We're not even saying Ollie out. This is where we're just having nuances to it. But you look so aggressive. Go on. He can't speak. Right.
Well, I can. It's just quite loud on the tram. That was all. So I didn't really want to speak because, you know, you can hear the rattling, can't you? But I'm at Cornbrook here. You know me, just believe in the process. It's trending the right way. Don't be so moody about it.
I mean, the thing is that Nathan looks the most moody out of the five of us because you can just see him in the dark and it's just like, his face is just a mirror.
Well, he's got the flame in his thing. I tell you what, the happiest out of any of us, bar Nick, is my mate who's switched on, gone, we've won 2-1, watched the goals, and he's probably gone, yes. And he's had the best night of the lot. He's got pissed in his garden. He don't fucking know. Right, lovely to
Nathan,
see.
Nathan now looks like he's in the Blair Witch Project.
All our sellers are credible human beings who don't appear on Sky Documentaries, the proviso. Right, I love you all, but we could carry this on for... Cheers to the regiment, lads.
See you, lads.
We'll be back soon. Thanks a lot.
Olé, olé, olé.